We've had a number of generators go out even yesterday again, and there are issues now that are relating to the fact that many people are being told that their electricity is going to be back on a certain day, and unfortunately it's not. When they go to log on again, it's pushed out further. But that's leaving people in an awful situation, because there's an awful waste then of food, because people are saying that they can't keep their food any longer, so that has all to be dumped. So, you know, really and truly, if people were told there was going to be no power for a week, they could arrange better, proper facilities that they could actually take their stuff and put it into freezers in a neighbour's house or wherever, just to ensure that the food would be preserved. But unfortunately, there's an awful lot of a waste in relation to this. And I suppose it's a learning curve for all of us. And that's why the communication is there between the council and Tusla and Alone and the Department of Social Protection and the Gardaí. We had a couple of call-outs yesterday too, just to, you know, welfare checks to ensure that people were okay. There was no communication from them for quite a while. So that was all ongoing. But it's very much hands-on and very much a communication and trying to keep people and reassure them that, you know, people are doing their best for them. But obviously the frustration is unbelievable.
And in terms of the government's approach to this overall, Councillor Kennedy, have they been found wanting, or do you think that this was an unprecedented event? But we do know, you did mention there's a shortage of generators, and we understand that generators were offered to Ireland days before this storm even happened. I mean, could we have been better prepared from a government point of view?
Absolutely, we could have been and we should have been, but that's too late now. We need to just pick up the pieces and move on. I think it was unprecedented. I know they were aware that this was definitely a dangerous storm and one that they hadn't seen before. And yes, they should have been better prepared. However, we need to be more prepared ourselves as individuals as well. We need to, you know, look to see this is not going to stop. This is going to keep happening. So we need to prepare ourselves and make sure that we have gas and we have our heat. Water seems to be the big one, and Irish Water not having generators at pumping stations was a real crazy scenario. Now that was, in my opinion, unacceptable. I mean, for Irish Water not to have generators at those pumping stations that people couldn't receive water was really and truly not on. As far as the electricity and the ESB networks are concerned, there's an awful lot of people on the ground now, but again, they came into the country only in the last number of days, and they were available to us before this as well. So we've a lot of learning to do from this.